Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly. What does that mean? As quick as God could do it. As quick as the day had rolled around and the time and the prophecy, as quick as He could do it, He didn't want to wait a minute longer. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. So we've already talked about Jesus said to Nicodemus that the Spirit of God is like the wind. And if you were here, we talked about that. Air is not nothing. I said air is not nothing. Pick up your hand here. Blow on it. Is that nothing? That's not nothing. That is a type of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now when you blow on your hand, might make the hair stand up. It feels different. Depending on what it is, well, the Holy Ghost come in there and there was a sound and like a rushing mighty wind. What did He do? What did He do? Get this. What? Read it to me. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire. And what? He come in and sat on them. Well, Whit, could you tell when I sat on you?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sat on them. We're looking at mode of operation here. I've had the Holy Ghost come sit on me, get in a chair with me. I've had Him come get in the bed with me. I've had Him come get... What do you mean? Well, I thought you said He never leaves you nor forsakes you. He doesn't. He's always inside you, but He's not always upon you to the same degree. I've been driving along. I've been flying along in the airplane. And the Holy Ghost, just get in the cockpit with me. Just get in the car with me. What do you mean? All at once, I sense His presence. Just strong. I mean, I knew He was there by faith a few minutes ago. Now I know He's there by sense. He's there. He can come get in the chair with you. He can come get in the bed with you. Somebody said, I've never experienced anything like that. You can. You can. That's why I'm preaching tonight so long. You can. You're supposed to. Don't take my word for it. Search it out. 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man. Every man. Every person. Every person. Said out loud, I can have the manifestation of the Spirit of God in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can praise God until He fills up your room. You can begin to prophesy, and that just means speak by faith, the exhortation. You know, so many times when it says they heard them speak in tongues and knew what they were saying, they were simply declaring the wonderful works of God. You can do that. You can do that. And the more you do it by faith, the Holy Ghost will just respond to you. And then there are times when you do this and begin to live like this, there are times He'll come in and you don't expect it. But He already has an invitation. You and He have a working relationship. He knows. He's not intruding. Now, some people's lives, they're scared of Him. So there's not an opening. But if you work with Him enough, He knows. He has a standing invitation. He can interrupt anything He wants to. Oh, are y'all with me tonight? He can interrupt anything He wants to. He can come anytime, anywhere. He has the preeminence. He has priority. Everybody, as a representation of yourself and your family, but as a representation of this church, we're going to speak as a representation, even for those that are not here. Say it out loud, Holy Spirit. You have a standing invitation
to
move on me,
to manifest
in me,
on me,
anywhere,
anytime.
You have
a standing
invitation.
Interrupt anything.
Come in
anytime.
Manifest
anytime.
You are welcome.
You are
desired.
You are
honored
among us.
Hallelujah.
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 And
they were all
filled
with the Holy Ghost.
They
began to speak with
other tongues
as the
Spirit gave
them utterance.
Some folks
say, well, I don't
believe that's for everybody.
Well, you believe
wrong.
It's just like
some people, they don't
believe it. You know
what we're talking about tonight?
Well,
you know,
God
has some special
people that
He anoints.
Well, there are
special callings,
but we're
living in a new covenant
where that
not just a few
get to
experience the
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
All
flesh.
Glory.
Now, you
know the story.
They came
down out of the upper
room,
talking in
tongues,
stumbling
around,
must have been acting
like drunk people.
Remember that?
And
verse 12,
they were all
amazed. Verse 11,
Cretans and Arabians,
we do hear them speak in
our tongues the
wonderful works
of God.
And they were all
amazed and were
in doubt. They said,
what does this mean?
Others
mocking. There's
always somebody's going to make
fun.
They said,
these men are full
of new wine.
They're drunk.
Can't you see that?
They're drunk.
And
Peter,
standing up
with the 11,
lifted up
his voice. Can you tell
he's got some anointing on him?
Yeah.
Boy, this ain't the
same Peter that's
outside the campfire
cussing and denying
Jesus now, is he?
What
a difference
the Holy Ghost makes.
Oh,
somebody say, what a
difference.
What a difference.
God,
the Holy Ghost
can take a
little sniveling,
weak,
confused,
messed up,
sin-filled
person and clean
them up and
sanctify them
and anoint them
and put fire
in their belly and the
Word of God in their mouth.
And people look up
and go, what is
this? What is
this?
It's not the same
man. No,
it's not.
It's a Spirit-filled
man now,
Spirit-filled woman.
He
said,
you men of
Judea
and all you that dwell
in Jerusalem,
be this known to
you and listen to
my words.
Now see, this
came off the heels
of, these guys
are drunk.
Peter heard
that and the Spirit
of God came on him.
He stood up and
he said,
no,
whoa,
listen here.
Listen
to my words.
These
are not drunken
as you suppose,
seeing it's
just the third hour of the
day. They ain't had
time to get drunk.
This
is that
which
was spoken
by the prophet
Joel.
This
is that. This
is that.
Prophesied,
spoken by the
prophet Joel.
This is what he said,
and he said, this
is what this is.
It shall come to
pass in
the last
days,
and you and I
are in the latter
of these last days.
I
will pour
out of
my Spirit
upon
all
flesh.
All flesh.
All
flesh.
All
flesh.
All
flesh.
It is
not supposed to
be that
Faith Life
Church has a
few spiritual
people.
And
most of the crowd
just comes and goes
to church once in a while
and puts something in the
offering and goes home and
works and tries to be
just a good, clean
Christian.
Every
person
is supposed to
be full of the
Spirit,
experiencing
the
Spirit of God
moving
in their lives.
Every
man, every
woman,
every teenager,
every child.
We don't
have a babysitting service
in the church.
They minister
to these children,
and the Spirit
of God moves
in these children's lives.
And you
can see the fruit of it.
these little ones are talking faith and praying faith and sowing seed and believing for harvest. Why? They're not just doing that because somebody spouted something intellectually to them or told them something cute to do. The Spirit of God moved in their little spirits, moved in their life. It's making an impression on them that they'll never get away from. Same thing with you, same thing with you, same thing with you and me. The Spirit of God's been moving in us ever since He started this place. Right? He's been moving service after service. It hadn't always been just overwhelmingly powerful, but He's been moving every time. Every time He's been moving. And you know what He's doing? He's getting us acclimated. He's getting us used to the way He moves. He's moving on us at times here and there and in different ways. He has a desire to move so powerfully that it's going to take some trained folks not to balk and not to get scared and alarmed. Somebody say, move, 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 Holy Spirit, move, move. Come, singers and band, get ready to sing that. He said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Got any old men in here? Huh? Well, eventually, if you're 100 years old, yeah, that's old. In flesh, not in spirit. You ought to be having some dreams. Young men ought to be having some vision. See, can you see what I tried to express a few moments ago? We'll have sometimes somebody had a vision and they think that they are the super spectacular person above everybody when all of us are supposed to be having things. It's not supposed to be some oddity. It's supposed to be commonplace. Somebody said, I had a vision. You go, praise God. Me too. Huh? Let's believe God that it comes to pass, right? Somebody said, well, you know, I had a dream. Glory. Me too. Can you see this? I prophesied. You just started. Just one? I spoke in tongues for an hour. Well, you'll come on up after a while. Good. Do you see what I'm saying? This is not supposed to be an odd thing here and there. It's supposed to be across the board upon all flesh. Glory to God. Can you see it? On my servants, on my handmaids, I'll pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Hallelujah. You may all prophesy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
By the feet of God, God who gives me